AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says it hasn't been determined yet what caused a Russian plane to crash in Egypt.
However, we can't rule anything out, including the possibility of terrorist involvement.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says he can't discuss what U.S. intelligence officials have learned so far. Islamic State militants are taking responsibility for the crash, but haven't provided any evidence. Britain grounded all flights to and from Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Italy is asking all Italian airlines to do extra security checks at the Sinai airport. In Fox Lake, Illinois, we may be learning more about this comment yesterday from police and the death of Police Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz.
Our investigation strongly indicates criminal activity on the part of at least two other individuals.
Investigators say Glinowitz staged his death. Instead of dying in the line of duty, the conclusion is Glinowitz took his own life after embezzling money for years from the police department's youth fund. A source tells the AP Glinowitz's son and his widow are caught up in the investigation. An official also says Glinowitz sought to have the village administrator in Fox Lake, Illinois, killed. The House has approved a massive transportation bill. From the Capitol, here's AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The vote was 363-64 to approve the six-year, $325 billion package, the first major piece of legislation under new Speaker Paul Ryan.
It prioritizes good infrastructure. It will help create good-paying jobs.
But even though the nation's roads and transit systems are in need of repair and upgrades, the bill doesn't increase spending and only pays for 3 years because lawmakers couldn't agree on how to cover the rest of the cost. Lawmakers will look to reconcile the measure with the Senate version in hopes of reaching an agreement before existing funding runs out in 2 weeks. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 3 points. This is AP Radio News. The country's biggest drug maker, Pfizer, is increasing financial assistance for patients. Pfizer's Sally Sussman says it doubles the allowable income level for people who receive medicines for free.
For individuals earning $47,000 or less, families of four who earn $97,000 or less, Pfizer stands ready to help you receive the medicines that you need.
The announcement comes as some drug companies have been accused of price gouging. Scientists in Hawaii are tinkering with evolution to try to save coral reefs. Ruth Gates with the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology says the experiment is to grow what they call super coral.
The overall goal of this project is to develop biological stocks of corals that are provisioned to withstand the ocean conditions of the future.
When coral is stressed, it changes environmental conditions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.